Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Karma Police from Radiohead's OK Computer. The landmark album from the British band came out 20 years ago this summer. And if you look it up on iTunes, the album's review starts with a question. Is it the greatest of all time? Some people think so. More than 4 million copies have been sold, and Radiohead is celebrating the anniversary with a reissue of OK Computer, including some never-before-heard songs from the original recording session. Rolling Stone senior writer Andy Green recently wrote a profile of the band and the album. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Karma Police, instantly recognizable to fans of 90s music. But take us back to 1997 and put that song and actually the entire album into context. It was different than anything else we were hearing.
Yeah, it was a really strange time for rock and roll as a genre because grunge was basically completely dead by this point. And it was the beginning of Hanson and the Spice Girls, and the mainstream rock bands were like Matchbox 20 and Creed and Bush. It just wasn't a very good time. Then out of nowhere, there's this amazing new album by this British band that just sort of shocked everybody.
And the album, I know, played a big role in your life personally. It resonated when it came out. But, the mood of this album is so dark you could wallow in the melancholy. Is that part of the appeal?
Yeah, I think it was sort of this late 90s angst about the new millennium, about new technologies, about the world changing. And the band, they tapped into this anxiety and paranoia that was in the air. And they just expressed it in a beautiful and haunting way that's really endured for a long time.
Haunting in part because Tom York, the lead singer, was haunted in a way. They had been on the road for years. In 1995, they played 177 shows. You called it a near suicidal run. But it's also happening at a time in the mid-1990s, as you say, where technology is starting to creep into our lives.
They basically lived on a tour bus for 5 straight years. Between 93 and 98, they had 1 month off. Their first single was Creep, this huge breakthrough song. So they just kept touring and touring. And Tom York was living on a tour bus and playing the same set each night. And as they're touring, they see the world changing. They see cell phones are becoming a huge thing. The internet is just taking off. But they're sort of watching this as observers almost from the outside through the bus window. And he just started to write down all these lyrics about all his fears and his paranoid worries about the future.
And that might explain one of the strangest songs on the album, which is Fitter, Happier.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to that.
Fitter, happier, more productive. Comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week.
Tom York told you that he used technology as a vehicle for that loneliness that we were talking about. What about that? That is just the weirdest sounding song.
Yeah, they recorded the album at St. Catherine's Court. It's this huge mansion in Bath, England. And they had an old Mac computer there. I mean, I guess that wasn't old then, but it was a state-of-the-art Mac at the time. But the speech program they used was so basic. When they hit play on this weird poem Tom wrote, it came out in this very flat voice, was very emotion-free.
On Sundays, reading Road Supermarket. No killing lots or putting boiling water on the hands. Car wash, also on Sundays.
And it mispronounced a bunch of the words, and it just sort of was like this big brother talking. And they loved it. They put it smack dab in the center of the album. It speaks to a lot of the themes.
Is that part of what makes this album so innovative?
Yeah, I mean, it's a computer talking, and it is giving advice to people. It was sort of really the sound of 1997 in a lot of ways when computers are just beginning to be able to do more then pay your taxes or something. I mean, they were becoming everything, and they sort of felt that.
Well, another classic is Paranoid Android. Tom York called it a cross between Bohemian Rhapsody and Happiness is a Warm Gun, the Beatles classic. Let's listen to that. This is one of those songs on the album that people might turn to first. What's significant about it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing because the guys in Radiohead, the five guys, they came of age in the punk era where prog rock was hated, where it was the enemy, it was dinosaur music. But without even realizing it, they made a prog rock song.
It's and for people who don't know what that is, what is prog rock?
It's a 70s art form. It's short for progressive rock and roll. It's very long songs with time signature shifts and complex themes out of science fiction, basically, for the most part. And the song has all of that. But they didn't even realize that they were redoing Prague. They even used an old instrument that's called a mellotron on that song. That's an analog synthesizer of the 70s. And it's just this really amazing, long, complex thing. They said it was like Happiness is a Warm Gun, it meets Queen or the Pixies or something. Mm. And it was the first single off the album, which was really a bold move because it's this challenging song. It's very unradio friendly. That was their first card they played, really.
Huh. Well, you mentioned St. Catherine's Court. This is the very old and supposedly very haunted mansion in England where they recorded the album. That's actually a big part of this OK Computer story, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was owned by the actress Jane Seymour, and she was making Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman at the time, so she couldn't always be out there in Bath, England, so she rented out to bands, so The Cure recorded there. And with Radiohead, they didn't want to be in a normal studio. They wanted to record in the way that the Stones did in the 70s or where Led Zeppelin did, where they live in a house and just 24/7 they make music. And so it's a super old house that they felt was haunted. They could hear ghosts chattering in their ears as they slept, they all told me, which sounds crazy, but they swore it was true. Huh. And that sort of added to all the layers of paranoia and fear you hear on the album is they were literally in a place they felt was haunted.
Yeah, and you can hear that in the album. I mean, whether or not that's the marathon tour they went on or the place where they recorded it or whatever, something was going on that was very dark and deep inside the people who were making that album. Did they know that they had a hit right away?
I don't think they saw it as a hit, really. I think they were so wary of a hit single. They were so wary of what Creep did to them because for so many years they were seen as the Creep band. So they didn't want a hit single. They wanted an album that worked as a piece in a lot of ways. And I think they knew it was special. They told me they felt there was real magic there. But I don't think they realized it would be hailed as the best album of the decade. I think all the acclaim of it there really took them back and shocked them.
20 years later, Tom York has changed. He's grown up a lot. He is not the brooding 20-something that created OK Computer.
Yeah, he was telling me that he looks back upon that person as like some other person that he can barely relate to. You know, he was so exhausted back then and so young and so overwhelmed. And now he's been able, because of the success of the album, to really slow down and take years between tours. And as his words, he got a life for himself. When he made the album, he had no life, just always touring. So, yeah, it was like a 28-year-old person that was just at the end of his rope that made that album.
You said those words, slow down, man. Well, that brings me to the last song on this album, which is The Tourist. And one of the key lyrics there, hey, man, slow down. I hear that, and I just wonder if it is not even more relevant today than it was 20 years ago, especially in the context of this idea of the rise of the machines and this role that they have in our lives.
Yeah, it's funny. If you look back 20 years ago, the internet was dial-up modems. It was America Online. There was no web, really, in the way that we know it now. It was very basic. So things, you know, it sped up in so many ways. So Tom's advice was not heeded. We didn't slow down at all.
Do you think we'll be listening to this album in 40 years?
Oh, yeah. I think it's sort of like a Sgt. Pepper of the 90s. It defines the era. It stands out in a lot of ways. It's only gotten better with time. Yeah, it's a true classic.
Andy Green, senior writer at Rolling Stone magazine, will link you to his stories about the 20th anniversary of Radiohead's OK Computer at hereandnow.org. Andy, thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
We mentioned that the reissue of the album comes with some new releases from the original recording session, including this one. It's called I Promise. I won't run away no more. I promise. You're listening to Here and Now.